This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Well, the Umpqua National Forest has announced a phased reopening of recreation areas. Mark Turney, the Public Affairs Officer. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. So beginning on Saturday, some changes, beginning last Saturday, to what folks can do in the Umpqua National Forest. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, we announced, as you mentioned at the top of the show, our phased reopening of the forest and some of our developed recreation areas. We opened most of our boat ramps and the vast majority of our trailheads so that people can get out there and start using them again.
Well, that's welcome news for a lot of folks who would like to get out and get out in the great outdoors.
Absolutely. And, you know, the forest, there was a misnomer going around that the forest had closed, which was absolutely not the truth. But this really opened it up again for so many families to get out there and recreate and enjoy their land.
So, obviously, with some things open, some things remain closed. Talk about that.
Well, there's a few places that remain closed. The Trail to the Umpqua Hot Springs is closed. There's no way to properly social distance at the hot springs. And the trail only goes to the hot springs. So that remains closed. And we have a couple boat ramps that remain closed, either due to snow or trees that are danger trees that we haven't had the opportunity to go in and clear out yet this year. There's also a couple that boat ramps that lie within an area closed by the regional closure order, and those will remain closed for the short time.
What about people that are looking ahead and want to get reservations for campsites, things like that?
Well, right now, rec.gov is not accepting anything, and we have a rolling closure or cancellation. So 2 weeks out from the date, we're canceling things for now. And we're doing it in this phase style so that we don't accidentally lock somebody out or cancel their reservation, a few weeks before they would go, and then make, you know, the closure order open again. So it's a phase kind of closure and cancellation process. Important to know that if your reservation is canceled, you will be refunded 100% of your money.
What else do people need to know if they're going out into some of these areas now? What about things like the vault bathrooms, things like that?
Well, I mean, it's important to realize that, one, we currently do not have the personal protective equipment necessary to properly and safely clean these latrines. It's also important to know that we cannot guarantee a COVID-free environment because of that. So if you use it, please use it with that in mind. Bring your own personal protective equipment and be safe out there.
Anything else that people need to know about this phased reopening of recreation areas?
Yeah, there's one really important thing. I mean, there's always the normal, you know, let somebody know where you're going, when you're coming back. Make sure you have all the proper safety and survival equipment with you in the event something goes south. But it's also equally important now to realize that the Sheriff's Department, who does all of our search and rescue efforts on the forest, they're incredibly taxed right now. And may not be able to respond in the time that they normally would. They are a fantastic group of people, highly dedicated professionals, but they're really, really taxed at the moment.
All right, good to know. Mark Turney from the Umpqua National Forest. As long as I've got you on here, what's the status of your office facilities, et cetera?
Well, currently the offices are still technically open. We have people working there, though gaining entrance to the offices only by having a pre-scheduled appointment. We continue to give out the free firewood permits, and that's being done by mail right now or by email.
All right, Mark Turney, a public affairs officer for the Umpqua National Forest. Mark, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Attention.